Yeah. Nobody wants a bug in their pie hole. Pah! You gag on that. It's not good for you.
Mm-mm.
Good morning and welcome, my friends, and happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Waste Pro, caring for our community. Yep, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for you to call in. Air it out. Get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now. 877-975-9825. Let's go to Kay. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, the fake president we had all those years, destroying everything that Trump wanted to do, he had a fake birth certificate. He had a fake wife who was a fake female. They had fake daughters. And this whole thing was perpetrated upon us as a scam. He appointed fake judges who are not judges, they're activists. He has a fake Supreme Court justice who never should have gone there, and a fake patent on him. The plant that will save this country. I want it all dissolved because he was a fake. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kay. Yeah, and on that note, King Barry and his legacy does live on. You mentioned that perfectly when you talk about the judges, and that's the legacy. Now think, people on the left are so more radical now, so much more than even Obama was then. What happens if they get the presidency? And what kind of legacy will they leave behind? All right, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg, good morning. What's bugging me is, like, these people like the Democrats, like Maxine Waters in her interview about a month ago, where they pretend to be all surprised and shocked and disgusted at the Democrat Socialists of America. I think she was lying through her teeth. These people love anybody who can join under their big, bad, inclusive tent. And so I think she was lying and stuff.
You know, there's a lot of alliances when it comes to the Democrats, the left, the socialists that they're in with. Muslims are part of that. But also like the LBTG rated PG-13. I don't know, that whole thing.
The letter of people.
They're, it's like, what a disparate group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they all band together to help each other out. But, you know, at some point, not all those groups are going to get along with the other groups. Right now, they have the common enemy, Trump and conservatism. But if they do get power, that's the one thing. You think they're all just going to get along? No way. It's going to get downright nasty. Hey, call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
My confusion is bugging me. I don't know whether to love the fact that Michael Norvell, that incompetent moron, that Napier class coach of jackass, is still there leading Florida State, which I'm a Gator for 40 years, so I kind of laugh about it, or feel so sad for my Seminoles that we want more of a challenge. But I guess I'll just vote to keep Norvell and keep the Seminoles down and go Gators.
Yeah, that was impressive. 66-21. Gators won. FAU first half, you know, just trying to get all the pieces together,
right.
And defense was not as solid as we hoped, but the second half we were strong on offense, very strong on defense, and the outcome was a great one, and I think this sets them up perfectly for the next game, and we are going to root for our Gators. Go Gators, indeed.
Well, Greg, we had some great insight, too, you know, on Friday with a guest on the show, you know, talking about Coach Summerall, kind of his intent, his goal, get out there, hit, you know, get that momentum early on. And, you know, again, can you do all of that game one? You're going to certainly try, but overall it turned out pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, I think that, you know, finger up in the air, licking it, and catching which way the wind is blowing. Mm. I would say that they definitely, that he, this game won him some goodwill.
Yes.
I think going into this, people were on board and in favor of this coach. And let's give him our full support and just hope for a great season, right? That's what we want. Hey, coming up, at 8:05, so that's not too long, what, 30 minutes or so? We're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Come on, pump it up, 97.3 The Sky.